Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. We appreciate you stopping in. Your good health, always a concern. And for the last, what's it been, 21 months now since this pandemic showed up in force? My guess is it was probably here by Thanksgiving of 2019, here and there. Time will tell if that's true, but we know it's been here certainly since February, March 2020, and it's still here. Despite the best efforts of two administrations, healthcare workers all over this country, the battle continues. Are we going to reach herd immunity? I don't know. But now, as you probably are quite aware, vaccinations are available to children as young as five under an emergency use authorization from the FDA for the Pfizer vaccine. Here to talk more about that is Kathy Marble, the Nursing Director for Pediatric Services at Sparrow Hospital. Kathy, good to talk to you again.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Always a pleasure. Now, Pfizer only at this point, right, as far as the authorization for that age bracket 5 to 11, which is the newest age bracket available to get the vaccine. Just Pfizer, correct?
Just Pfizer for that age group 5 to 11, yes.
All right. So you and I have talked at length at different times about, you know, the treatments and so forth and the resources being dedicated to take care of COVID patients. We would so much like this to come to an end. But the way to get there is to continue to give it our best effort and use the best evidence, I suppose. Now, a lot of questions out there as to, you know, the right track to take. But right now, the FDA says 5 to 11-year-olds are good to go. And so you're getting the vaccine out to folks. You've got a drive-in service available. Tell the folks about that.
Yes, I'm really excited because it now is the time, Steve, as you were talking about, getting that herd immunity means getting our kids vaccinated. And so important, like to keep those kids in school and to stop the spread of COVID, we have to get our kids vaccinated. So just as we've done, and we being Sparrow, we've continued to take care of our community all the way through this pandemic. And so now at the Frandor drive-through vaccination center, we are offering the Pfizer vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. They can register. Parents can register to have their kids vaccinated. They can go on My Sparrow app or sparrow.org/MySparrow, get an appointment. We're open during the week, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And the next three Saturdays, we have added on appointments just because of the overwhelming response to get kids vaccinated. And our vaccine clinic at Frandor has very pediatric focus. So we're using things with kids, giving them stress balls to hold during their vaccination. Always a good thing to get a sucker right after you get a shot. And then the one thing that we're using that's pretty cool is this innovative device called a shot blocker. And it's this little device that eliminates pain and anxiety with needle injections for kids. And I personally volunteered at the clinic last Saturday. We used the shot blockers, and the kids looked at me like I didn't even feel it. So super excited that we've kind of taken a kid-friendly approach for this clinic that's just for kids.
Just for kids. All right, so tell me about that again, the clinic just for kids. And here's the thing. Let's be straight up about this, Kathy. There's a lot of parents that are like, why would I get my kid vaccinated? The kids are not at risk. You've heard the conversations. I mean, you live in the real world just like I do, right? You've heard parents say, the kids don't get seriously ill. Why would I do that? What is the benefit? And so there's your question. What is the benefit? And what would you say to convince a parent who is skeptical about doing it at all?
So we know that, well, the majority of children do not become ill with COVID. We do see kids in the hospital that are on life support with COVID. Kids can spread it, right? So then they're spreading COVID to those that are at risk and that can get seriously sick and be hospitalized. So, again, it goes back to that herd immunity. We've got to get everyone vaccinated, and that includes our smallest kids. The one thing that while we might not see while a child has a positive COVID result, they may be asymptomatic, not sick at all. They may have cold-like symptoms. It's very mild. But what we're seeing in kids is maybe 3 months down the road, they have some inflammatory responses on some of their organs as a result of being exposed to COVID and having COVID, the COVID infection. So it might not be right at the time when they test positive for COVID. They might see the results down the road of the what the actual virus has done to them.
Interesting. So there you have it. It is something that we're all, I don't know, I guess we're all learning this together, aren't we, Kathy? I mean, we learn different things every week. We hear different statistics. There is just a flurry of information coming at us all the time. And I think some people are a bit overwhelmed by it all. And I think that's why there becomes a lot of confusion. I mean, is that fair?
Yeah. You're hearing a lot of, you know, conflicting information, right? But here working here at Sparrow, you know, I see firsthand what we're seeing and what we're admitting onto our pediatric unit, and this idea of this multi-inflammatory system response that we're seeing down the road after a COVID infection. It's real, right? And large volumes, nope. But would I want my child or my grandchild to have it? Absolutely not. Those kids are really sick. And so, again, it's a vaccination, right? If we can prevent something, let's get them vaccinated.
Well, there you go. And, again, let's give some people some more information because, you know, in order for people to learn more, they should go to sparrow.org/mysparrow. Sparrow.org/mysparrow. How many kids are you seeing? I mean, and I know that in Michigan, 16 plus, I just saw that we're at about 69.5% have at least one shot as of a day or two ago. So I know that, you know, it's proceeding. It's grinding along. It's not going up by leaps and bounds, but it is increasing steadily. Even if it is slowly, we're at about 70%, 16 plus. Where are we with the number of kids you're seeing, real quick?
So, yeah, real quick, when we opened up last Thursday evening, opened up our appointments for children at the drive-through clinic, within 2 hours, Saturday's appointments were gone, and 80% of Monday's appointments were taken. At this point, we're through scheduling through next weekend. So there is that need in the community, and people are stepping up and getting their kids vaccinated. So we are seeing a really good response. The drive-through clinic also, while the children are getting their vaccinations there, we continue to do adults, first, second, and booster with Pfizer. So it's a drive-through, and anyone can get it there, including our youngest kids.
There you go. Sparrow.org/mysparrow. Kathy Marble, Nursing Director for Pediatric Services, Sparrow Hospital. Keep up the good fight, Kathy. I know that it's been a long fight, but you guys are in it. We appreciate it. And thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you.
It's the Steve Durbin Show.